In Iraq, a surprise visit by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He's meeting with U.S. soldiers and Iraqi officials. But his visit has not quelled the violence there. Some 20 people were killed today in insurgent attacks. Rumsfeld told Iraqi forces they, not Americans, need to protect their country.
The coalition forces can help for a while. They can help train and help equip. And they can be there. They can be there in support if they're needed. But over time, it's going to have to be you folks, the Iraqis, who are going to provide the security for your country.
With more on Rumsfeld's trip and the situation in Iraq is Dan Murphy. He's the Middle East Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor. And welcome, Dan.
Hi.
Dan, what prompted this surprise visit to Iraq today?
Well, all of Rumsfeld's visits, as all American officials' visits to Iraq, are surprise visits. And I think that, you know, the desire now is to come in the sort of not immediate aftermath after the election, but shortly before the results, to come and review the process of Iraqi security forces. He watched sort of crack Iraqi commandos rappel from helicopters and go through their paces today. And clearly they want to build the impression that there's slow and steady progress being made in creating the security forces that are eventually going to take control here.
Last time, he received a rather pointed question from an American soldier about the lack of armor that some troops have. Anything like that this time?
Not as far as I know. And I don't think he had question and answer quite as freely with troops as he did last time. That was a minor embarrassment at the time. And I don't think that they've allowed any sorts of snafus like that to intrude upon this trip.
So what has been the general reaction to his visit?
Well, the general reaction is the average Iraqi wouldn't have known that he was here today. However, while he's been here, we've had a few horrific attacks during the course of the day. A Shiite mosque about 40 miles northeast of Baghdad was hit by a car bomb. At least 11 people were killed there, and there was a raid on a bakery in Baghdad this morning that killed 9 or 10, if I got it correctly. And in the past few days, we've seen an increasing number of light arms attacks by bands of insurgents on Iraqi police outposts and National Guard induction centers that indicate that the insurgency has gotten very strong again after its brief lull during the election.
And speaking of the election, results are supposed to be out in the next couple of days. Do you have any preliminary results?
We're waiting for the final numbers, but the preliminary results are pointing to a large majority for the main Shiite religious list called the United Iraqi Alliance. I'll be surprised if they end up with less than 50% of the seats in the assembly, probably followed by the Kurds, who could have as much as 20 to 25% of the seats in the assembly. And this is, of course, because Iraq's Sunni Arab minority did not vote in anything approaching large numbers. And trying to find a way to represent them and get them involved in the political process is now what Kurdish and Shiite leaders are working on, because the Sunnis, of course, are largely fueling and leading the insurgency. And if they feel further isolated from emerging politics here, we can see a deepening in the conflict.
That was Dan Murphy, the Middle East Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor.